Jim Jordan floats Select Committee, Special Subcommittee to Investigate FBI, DOJ Weaponization. By Jeff Poor on October 3, 2022. Sunday on FNC's Life, Liberty, and Lovin. Representative Jim Jordan, RO, elaborated on the possible congressional investigation of a double standard applied by the Department of Justice and the FBI should Republican win control of Congress in the 2022 midterm elections. The Ohio Republican called the status quo frightening and suggested a select committee or a subcommittee were possibilities. "We're trying to figure out what is the best way to do this in the most effective manner. Whether that is a select committee, whether that is a special subcommittee of judiciary, whether that's a church-type committee, we're trying to figure out what is exactly the best way," he said. "Because, again, this is fundamental. If you have a Justice Department that is not treating Americans equally, a Justice Department that is totally focused on politics, a Justice Department that has now been, I think, weaponized against we, the people, you've got to give it the kind of attention it certainly deserves so that we change that and fix it. So yes, we're determined to do whatever it takes to get to the truth here because, again, it is so scary what's going on," Jordan continued. "And probably the thing that frightens me the most, and I'm sure your viewers, Mark, and you've talked about this, is every time you think, well, it can't get any worse, they ratchet it up another level. I mean, we never thought they would. There is no way they would ever raid the home of President Trump. They did it. And then, the very next day, they take the phone of the sitting member of Congress. And oh, by the way, guess what we found out about that? They went to the Inspector General. The Inspector General imaged the phone of a sitting member of Congress. So think about what happened here. The Inspector General and all these federal agencies is supposed to provide, and this is according to the statute, independent oversight," he explained. "So they go to the Inspector General, the FBI says we're going to take the phone of a sitting member of Congress, we want you to image the phone. And what he should have said to them is, are you out of your mind? There are all kinds of constitutional problems doing that to a member of Congress. You should not do it. But if you do, there is no way I'm participating in it. And I encourage you not to do it whatsoever. Instead, what did he do? He said, go ahead, we'll image the phone. That is frightening. So you see all of that, and then, of course, what these whistleblowers are telling us, what they did the parents on the school board situation," Jordan added. "That is the very first whistleblower we had a year ago when we understood. When we figured out what they were doing with going after moms and dads and treating them as domestic terrorists. The first whistleblower we had was on that issue, the threat tag label they're putting on parents. So this is frightening. We're determined to do whatever it takes to get to the truth and to change that place in the way it operates." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.